It's Patrick with Break Time U, and I am back. And if you looked at LinkedIn, you saw that I announced something that I call the marriage of my professional life. It's 19 years of mortgage banking and 11 years of self-pay break room markets. And we have the Break Time mortgage team. And with me today, Chuck Biggs. Chuck is with Epic Lending. And Chuck, welcome to Break Time U.
Well, thank you, Patrick. I appreciate you inviting me. I'm real excited to kind of join forces with you again.
Well, folks, so Chuck and I go back over 20 years, and it was like a 180 of my life. First of all, just in quality of people, secondly, knowledge, and three, the culture that Chuck had. And so rates are at a 3-year low, applications at a 2-year high. And I'm saying to myself, I need to bring that to the break room. And there was no other person to talk to than Chuck Biggs. And Chuck, you and I go way back. Tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Well, boy, I've been in doing this lending business here, gig for quite a few years, and I'm still here. So, survived a few hurdles along the way, but yes.
So, folks, there's something to understand that. And there's a lot of people in this business. And Chuck, you and I could probably write a list down of people that they're there when it's good and they leave when it's bad. And, folks, why do I trust Chuck Biggs and feel that he's a great partner in this whole piece and his company and everything is because he's been through the thick and the thin, the up and down. And, Chuck, when you started this, what was the highest rate that you saw interest rate wise?
Oh boy, I don't even want to say what when I was in the consumer lending side, we were doing primarily consumer small loans and seconds, and I remember those seconds being at 19.99%.
That's crazy. And you've ridden a mortgage ride here the last, let's call it 6, 7 years. You saw rates in the twos.
Yep, twos, high twos, threes. You name it, rates that no one had seen, I hadn't seen in my career, and most people hadn't seen in their lives, and probably will never see again, at least that low.
Well, here's the reality. I mean, rates have been 7.5, 8% the last couple of years. And what prompted me and why, you've done mortgages for me and prompted me to say is, gosh, rates are coming down. And it's easy to say, and we don't know how far they're going to go. But in your professional opinion, and you and I were chatting, prepping for this, last 2 to 3 years, you bought a house, you should be calling Chuck Biggs. Is that fair to say?
Because what we're seeing is rates are, and so just to give everybody a good vision of things, and is that we got spoiled a few years ago with these really rates that were artificially low. And the reality is the 7.5% interest rate is the norm if you go over the last 30 years. That is the average.
It's actually, I mean, when I bought my first house, I don't mean to speak over you, Chuck, but I mean, it was 10%. I remember paying some, a point to get it down to 9.75.
I
And
think that's about exactly where mine was, I believe.
7.5 was, gosh, it was great to be in the twos. I mean, my parents never saw that.
That's basically free money.
Yeah.
So but rates are moving below that. They're already below that now. We're seeing a majority of rates in the 6% range now. And we see that trend continuing into next year with probably low sixes, mid fives, somewhere in that range by the end of the year. That's the what the guesstimators are saying, let's say. But there's a lot of things that play into that, and an economy that's kind of slowing down fairly dramatically, unemployment going up actually helps interest rates, believe it or not, folks, because when money is cheaper, it spurs investment, and that's when the economy will heat up. And that's why you hear about the Fed cutting or raising rates. Really, all has to do with them trying to control, find that sweet spot in the economy, right? Gets too hot, they're going to raise rates. Gets too cool, they're going to lower rates, right? To spur development. But in a nutshell, we're in a good time for people to either buy now and get into a house, because believe me, when these rates do go down, Patrick, we're going to see again appreciation heat up multiple offers on properties. Now you're going to pay more for a property that you may have been able to get today, even though the interest rate be a little higher today, because guess what? When you buy a home, that's the price you're going to pay, right? So yep. When you can always refinance and get that lower rate. So if rates drop in 6 months, you can still get that same rate by refinancing. But if you waited 6 months, you might pay $20,000 more for the same house, or $10,000 more, or whatever the number might be.
In reality is you're sitting in a break room listening to this, watching this today, that doing nothing is never good advice. And that's why we partnered up with Chuck, is because we wanted to bring in someone, first of all, that I trust. I mean, I want everybody, whether you're my client as an employer, or you're listening to this podcast, to understand is I put my business reputation at risk every time I introduce a partner through Break Time U. So when I came to this, I spent 19 years doing this, sometimes working for people and a lot of time working for myself. And this is the guy that I trust. And
product wise, programs that are available today are much better than even 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We went through a period of, you know, of a 10-year period where it was very limited what clients would have access to. Guidelines have become kinder. There's down payment assistance out there. If you don't have the money to quite, you think, I don't have 20% down. Well, for one thing, you don't need 20% down.
Yeah.
3% is all that's required by conventional loan, 3.5 but on FHA. But we have down payment assistance that even covers that if needed.
Yeah. We've talked about that here on Break Time U, and Chuck can, he can handle that. So.
Yeah. And the good thing about that is, you know, I go back, let's just go back to 2019, right before all the fun started, and there was people thinking, oh, the market's going to crash. You get the news, you know, news could be very, you know, they jump from one thing to another. They're not accurate. They don't understand the markets. And some people actually held off, but I can tell you the people that bought in 2019, if they bought a $400,000 house, that house is worth over $600,000. And you have to ask yourself, that's $250,000 these people now have that they would not have had if they were still renting. If they were still renting, they would have never saved that much money. No way, right? I mean, the average person's not saving $250,000 in a 5-year period. And you got to live somewhere. So you're paying a mortgage to some, you're either paying your mortgage or you're paying your landlord's mortgage. Mm-hmm. So there's no gain though in paying your landlord's mortgage, right? You're making him rich. So my philosophy to you is, let's make you rich. Let's grow your wealth, because for most people, their house will be the largest asset they ever own and ever have.
Without question. And one of the things, Chuck, that, you know, you and I've started working on this over the last, call it, month. And I think back to the thousands of people that I helped, you helped, people that work for us. One of the things I always talk about is not only is it, we talk about this purchase market, but the refi market. I mean, if you bought a house 3 years ago, you should be calling Chuck today, because not only can he get you out of debt, he'll keep you out of debt. I mean, working with a guy like Chuck means that he's going to invest the time in you so that you get back the financial freedom. Because let's face it, inflation's crushed people. And yep. The time is now is to act, because there is no crystal ball. I mean, and Chuck, if you could, as we get towards the end of this segment, and folks, we're going to have a bunch of these because, but one of the big things you talked about earlier is the Fed's going to cut rates. Just because the Fed doesn't cut rates doesn't mean mortgage rates are coming down. Elaborate a little bit on that for someone sitting in a break room right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, you hear a lot about the Fed on the news, et cetera. And a lot of times people assume the Fed cuts the rate. And I don't want to use an acronym here. Let's say, 25 points. Okay. So if they cut that, mortgage rates automatically went down 0.25%. But that's not really how it works. For one thing, mortgages are more based on bonds. Now, there is an indirect correlation, no doubt. Believe me, if the Fed keeps cutting rates, mortgage rates comes down. But in all likelihood, what usually happens is by the time the Fed cuts the rate, the market has already absorbed that. So again, a lot of times what they say after they do the cut or increase is more important than what they actually do. because again, markets, the stock market, you name it, they all react, right? They react to what they think is going to happen. And if there's something leaked out.
Well, the reality is, folks, is, you know, as much as we'd love to have a crystal ball and tell you this is what's going to happen, that's going to happen, we don't know. But what I can tell you is if you have bought in the last 2-3 years, you're talking several hundred dollars that you should expect to improve in your monthly cash flow. And we have a program here through Break Room Choices and Break Time U and Epic that you complete a loan with us, you're going to get a nice break room bonus buck bonus in your account. And so between saving money each month and Liquid Death, who sponsors this segment, you get a bunch of Liquid Death with what you will get in your break room account. And it's one of the pluses of doing this. So Chuck, this is a great first segment. This is going to be episode 50, so you understand, because it's such a big deal to me. It's something I'm so passionate about, and it really is. It's my 30 plus year career getting married. And I'm excited that you and I have this opportunity to do this. I'm looking forward to it. We'll get you out of debt, keep you out of debt, because money's a 24/7 pain that no pain, Advil, alcohol, or illegal drug fixes the next day. So nope. Chuck, nope. It's great to have you back. Looking forward to doing our next segment and taking care of our folks here in the break room. So we'll be looking forward to have you on episode 52.
All right. Thank you, sir. And thank you everyone for taking the time.
So thanks for listening to episode 50 of Break Time University. To reach Chuck, call 480-725-3178. Again, that's 480-725-3178, or visit breaktimemortgage.com.